How far back must you search in your memory to recall that last presentation that wasted your time? A week? A day? An hour? Rest assured, your misery has plenty of company. Buttonhole any colleague who has been to an offsite or conference recently, and you're bound to get an earful about endless data dumps, bullet-ridden PowerPoint, lifeless speakers, and rooms colder than meat lockers. Who among us has escaped the sinking feeling that follows those dreaded words? I just have a few more slides. For the past 5 years, I've been traveling around the country delivering speeches and conducting workshops exclusively for nonprofits, foundations, educational institutions, and government agencies. In doing so, I have learned what it takes to engage, inform, and motivate an audience of public interest professionals. And by watching dozens of other presentations while awaiting my turn or just popping at conferences, I have also learned that Albert Einstein was right. Time can slow down. In fact, I have witnessed presentations where it has stopped entirely, which led me to wonder, why are so many of our colleagues, decent, well-educated, well-intentioned folks, so good at being boring? Has their devotion to data and sound science made them forget that audiences need not only to be educated, but emotionally engaged as well? Are they so imbued with the righteousness of their causes that they do not feel obligated to be interesting? Just too damn smart for their own good? To be fair, good causes are not the only entities bedeviled by bad presentations. But from where I have been sitting, and sitting, and sitting, it appears our sector is boldly pioneering new frontiers of badness. Recently, driven by curiosity and the fear that bored to death was more than just an expression, I decided to find out why.